Welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, and today we're going to talk about how to stay centered and be the best of ourselves, be the Buddha. And in the face of all the chaos and all the turmoil that is happening in the world, for the spiritual seeker, those of us who've been on the path and doing the inner work, this is our opportunity. This is the golden opportunity that we've all been waiting for. And we have been preparing for it all these years, attending different workshops, seminars, reading different books, doing meditation, learning, working on being a healer. And all of our training and work has brought us to this point. And now, as we're also working on ourselves, it's time for us to demonstrate and practically bring all of our tools and techniques we have learned into work and demonstrating. This is our moment for all of us. Those of us who also been for years looking for a transition and transcending to fifth dimensional consciousness and wanting to elevate into this higher level. Right now, it's the time. The gateway to heaven has opened up, and this is the time for us to elevate our consciousness into a higher level. And in that is something has to give. We cannot carry our old belief system, our ideas, to this other level. We have to let go of a lot of the things that we hold on to and we believe. And entering into this heavenly realm naked, without any positions, without any ideas, of simply entering into it with trust and acceptance. Because this other realm, in order to enter into it, you have to walk into it from this place of, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm here. Complete surrender to the divine plan. Whatever God has plans for us, whatever God is presenting to us. And yes, for some people, it's very scary. What's happening? What is going to happen to me in the future? What's going to be next? The world as I know it is collapsing and is changing. Yes, the world is changing. It's going to change to something else. Maybe, maybe not. But let's look at all the wonderful things that are coming out of this change. Excuse me. A is where a lot of people across the planet are forced to question their existence. They're in this situation that they need to look within. No longer our fast cars, our real estate, our homes, our retirement money, our friends, family, nothing at this moment can do anything for you, for them. So no matter how much you wash your hands, how much you keep yourself distant from other people, isolate yourself, you have to look inside yourself and take a look and face the existence of yourself. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing here? What's the purpose of my life? What's going to happen to me? So it's a very, very precious time. This is a golden opportunity for transformation. I hope you don't miss this. I hope you don't fall into all these fear, worry, anxiety. And instead of exhausting your energy on that, is you bring your attention to the truth of who you are and bring and use this opportunity, since we are forced to stay home, which is a beautiful situation, that you can't put so much of your energy on external stuff and distracting yourself with taking your kids to school, going to work, watching games, doing a lot of stuff that normally you do is have this time off to do inner work, have this time to reflect, have this time to bring your attention to the Buddha that's within yourself, this part of yourself, which is waiting eagerly for us to be discovered. It's been sitting there all of our lives, waiting for a moment for us to look at it. So there is a lot of good things to discover. There's a lot of good is gonna come out of this for those of us who have our hearts open and are willing to take a leap, willing to go beyond the fear, worry, anxiety, and all the thoughts of the uncertainty of what's going to happen in the future. You never know what's going to happen in the future, even if things are normal. Things seem to be normal, but you never know what's going to happen the next moment of life. Now, we're in a position that we're faced with it stronger. There's no difference between right now and a few months ago. A few months ago, you didn't know what was going to happen the next moment, but you weren't paying any attention to it. Your attention was on external stuff. So it's like being asleep, like being in a dream state. Now we're waking up to this other reality. What's going to happen next? Who knows what's going to happen next? Nobody knows. Excuse me. But now we're paying a lot of attention to it. It's going to be whatever it's going to be. This is all God's plan. This is God's dream. And it's always been God's plan and God's dream. But one thing is for sure, life is going to continue in one way or the other, because the presence, the spirit, is always here. And that's what we are. We are the spirit visiting these bodies temporarily for a short period of time. That's all. The spirit is the only thing which is eternal. These bodies and these settings are temporarily and short term. We've seen it. Nobody lives forever. No situation in life remains the same forever. Everything is constantly changing from one thing to another. Sometimes you got these peaks, and then when you come down, you go through a valley. And then a valley goes back to a peak, and a peak goes back to the valley. That's the process. So we have our high times, we have our low time. That's the natural process of this dimension. There's no difference. The difference is that we are faced with questioning it and we're looking at it. So why don't we take an advantage of this situation and turn this seemingly negative or frightening situation and take advantage of it to discover the truth of who we are? So one thing is that. Another thing is now people have an opportunity to spend time with their family, spend time with their children, spend time at home. We're all getting an opportunity, for those of us who live a fast life, to slow down, smell the roses, slow down, cook home at home, make our own food, wash things, cut things, clean things, cook them. Remember our basics. We forgot our very basics. Then also understanding and remembering how dependent we are to the system, that food, water, things, coffee, whatever is always delivered to us. We forgot to make our own stuff. And now we get to see that, wow, how dependent we are on things getting delivered to us. I got very spoiled. I got very lazy. It's a good time to reflect back on that. Mellow down, make your own food, wash your own dishes, take care of your family, spend time with your loved ones, be present with them. It's a great opportunity to connect, reconnect, sing together, play some games together. Instead of watching TV and listening to all the bad news, entertain like what we did 100 years ago when there was no electricity when there was no TV, we lived a tribal life. We entertained ourselves and each other without any kind of gadgets. You like to write, this is a good time to write. You like to paint, this is a good time to paint. You like to create something with your hands, this is a good time to do. You like to dream, this is a good time to just dream. Whatever you like to do, you get an opportunity to mellow down, slow down, calm down, relax, just spend some time with yourself, give your own divine self some love and attention. It's a great time to do this. It's a good time to read some of the books you wanted to read. A lot of different things. There's a lot of advantages right now that we can use, we can pay attention to. It's not all doom and gloom and a disaster. There's a lot of good things to it. It's a very good time to do a nice cleanse. You can just go on a very good cleanse. Eat very little, eat very healthy, do all kinds of work on yourself. Tremendous opportunity to do a lot of the things that we put on hold and not paying attention to. And now we have time. Instead of sitting in front of TV or computer and suffering what's going to happen next. Who cares what's going to happen next? It's just your busy, crazy mind who wants to go and find out about what's going to happen next, because the mind thinks that you are going to physically live forever. The mind wants to know if there is any security in the future, which doesn't exist. The mind wants to know that if it's going to be eternal, but the mind cannot be eternal because it's moving all the time. It's changing. And what a tremendous opportunity now to be still, to be silent, to be quiet. What a golden opportunity to simply keep your attention. When your thoughts arise and they want to go crazy, and they're just going blah, 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 simply recognizing it. Excuse me. Simply recognizing the madness is happening and you're aware of it, and very simply diverting your attention towards the source of yourself, towards the witness, where you are noticing this chaos in your head. And you bring your attention back inside, and all of a sudden, everything becomes quiet. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening in the center of yourself. Right now, you can examine it. You don't have to believe what I say. Simply bring your attention inwards, divert your attention inwards to the source of your thoughts. And immediately, everything becomes silent, and there's nothing going on. Nothing is happening, my brothers, sisters, except a movie being played out. In the center of yourself, it's absolutely calm and quiet. There is no turmoil in the center of yourself. So you simply bring your attention. Let's say if there is a column running through you, okay, we got a pole, we got a column inside you. This is still. Outside, things are moving, going this way, that way. You bring your attention back to the center of yourself. You bring your attention inwards, and all of a sudden, you're completely still, regardless of the stories you're hearing, what is happening around you internally or externally. As soon as you divert your attention back inwards, you're completely still. And practice this on a daily basis. Every time you remember, simply bring your attention inwards to the source of where your thoughts come from, what's behind it. And just keep your attention there. And everything just, like this generator that is going, the generator is creating thoughts. Thoughts, 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 thoughts. Worry, worry. Corona disease. Da, 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 da. What's going to happen? projection that 100 million people gonna die. This many people, da, 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 da. In 2 years, we're gonna have the vaccine. Yeah. The moment you bring your attention back inwards to this place, everything becomes quiet. Like you're in the middle of the desert with nothing around you, as if you are in an isolated tank somewhere in deep ocean, and there is no noise, nothing. It's absolutely quiet and still. That's the core of yourself. And now this is the opportunity to work on that. And the moment you bring your attention to this place, your mind becomes quiet, and all of a sudden you start smiling. All of a sudden, you having an encounter with your divine self. You start to see the truth of who you are. You begin to feel, touch, experience the true self, the love which is here. Powerful sensation of love and bliss begin to emanate from you, as if you're hugged, you're held by Amaji or Mother Mary, angels. Love starts to flow out of yourself, and a deep sense of knowing that all is well starts to flow out of you. And that is contagious. That love, that presence affects everything in your surrounding. And this is our work now, to A, discovering it within ourselves, B, to stay in this place and live it, and C, it gets transmitted to everything in your surrounding. It's an inside job. And you have been here in this life for this. All your training and all your preparation is for this. This is the moment. This is the moment you've been waiting for. This situation that the boat is rocked, the ship may sink. Who knows? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens in the external world. The external world is an animation of what is happening internally in you. It's a reflection of where your mind is. So it doesn't matter what's going on in the outside world. It's projecting from inside you. So you want peace, don't look for it in the external world. You want balance, harmony, don't look for it outside. It's not there. You're wasting your time. Like when you're trying to find security in the outside world. Oh, I have $500,000, but that's not enough. Now I need to have $1 million. And I get this, but I'm not secure yet. Now I need $5 million. And I need two more homes. And I need investment property. And I need stocks. They're not gonna make you secure, because that's not where it is. You are insecure inside. So it doesn't matter how much more you pile up. That's not gonna change. It's not gonna solve your problem, because that's not where it is. The problem is you don't feel secure inside. Excuse me. You need to find that security within yourself, not in adding more properties or more stocks or food or whatever, piling things up. That's not the remedy. The remedy is within, to discover who you are. Then you feel secure in the truth, in discovering of the truth of who you are. Then you feel security, because it's very still, it's very collected here, and it's not being touched by anything external. This one is here, and it's permanent, always here. The truth of who you are cannot be affected by corona disease, by life, by death, by what's going to happen, because it's eternal. It's always here. It's always alive. It's always present. It's always love. It can't change. It's permanent. That's why you see the world around you is crumbling down. Thank God it's crumbling down. Thank God your foundation is shaken, because it was an illusion. It wasn't real anyway. So now it's forcing you to take a look at what is real. You see what's going on, my brothers and sisters? You see, do you get an idea of this? That this is really a gift to you? It's not like the wrath of God to punish us or anything. This is a golden opportunity for us to recognize that what you were hanging on to is not real. Thank God it's crumbling down. Let it crumble down. I don't want it because it's not real. How many times we have to see the same thing keep happening in the history of mankind for us to get it? What happened to the Second World War in Europe? Everybody started to lose everything because it wasn't real anyway. The only real thing is yourself, the truth of who you are, presence. You separated from your mind, not your mind, your state of being, the I am, is the only real thing that exists. Only real thing ever existed. Pay your attention, bring your attention to that one and let go of everything else. If you get a chance, now that we have time, watch the movie Little Buddha. I think it was made sometimes in mid-90s. And there's a part of it that brings this story to Siddhartha before he became the Buddha. And right before his final realization, he is in samadhi, he's in a state of complete meditation, in pure silence. He's got his eyes half open, but is completely still. He's keeping his attention on one point, and he's not paying attention to anything else that is happening. And the life mind is throwing tantrum at him. And as he's sitting in this position, completely still and unattached to what is going on, there is this huge tsunami is coming, really high, big waves and tornado and crazy weather, and big waves are coming to swallow him. And he's sitting there in silence in his position, and he's not moving. He's not ducking, he's not trying to protect himself. He's just sitting still. And these huge waves and all these things, as they're coming and the waves are falling, they kind of disappear. Then the next thing is this army of men, 10,000 men with their bow and arrows, they come and they are to shoot at him. And the sergeant comes, the commander comes and puts flame to the arrows. So these are fire arrows that are going to come. All the 10,000 soldiers pull their bow and arrows in his directions and they shoot. And thousands of arrows fire with fire, flaming arrows coming towards him. And he's sitting still. And as they're all coming towards him to kill him, he's not moving, he's not ducking, he is completely in stillness, not paying any attention on what is happening in the world. And all the arrows turn to roses and they all fall at his feet. Nothing touches him. Then as he's sitting in this state, five very lavishing, gorgeous, half-naked women, they come in front of him and start dancing and doing their thing and trying to tempt him. Some brought grapes, some brought wine, and they're trying to pull him out of his state. And he is not paying any attention to them. He's staying completely still. It's fascinating. Get a chance, watch this movie called Little Buddha. Little Buddha. And now this is the time for us to exercise that, being still. You keep your attention on one point within yourself and you don't come out of it. Your mind will go somewhere and does its dance. When you notice like your mind is doing its thing and is going crazy, you bring your attention. Don't worry about what happened. You bring your attention back to the center of yourself. Then everything becomes quiet. An hour after, your friend, your kids, your mom comes in and says, "Oh, I just heard that blah, blah, blah is going to happen, and there's going to be martial law, and there's not going to be any food, and blah, 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 blah. You say, okay, thank you. Your mind starts getting activated. When you remember again, you bring your attention back to the center of yourself. You remember who you are, and everything becomes quiet again, and you're smiling. An hour after, again, something happens. You watch some news, you hear some news, same thing. You keep doing this. You keep coming back to the center of yourself, and everything becomes calm and quiet and very still inside yourself. This is what is we need to do right now, because it's time. That's where you find peace and harmony, because that's where it is. It's not out there. Don't waste your time. You're only going to suffer. That's all that's going to happen. Your mind gets agitated. You get nervous. You're in fear and anxiety. Your body produces hormones, all these toxins from these hormones in your body, from fear and flight, and nothing you can do to change what is outside of you. So it just drives you crazy and you suffer. And you have done this for thousands of years. Now this is the time to pop out of it. This is the opportunity for transcending, for elevating your consciousness to fifth dimensional consciousness by discovering the truth of who you are. This is the chance, the golden opportunity for all of us. Yesterday, it's funny, I couldn't stop not laughing. I was riding, it was the first sunny day in this area that I live in, because it was raining for a whole week and I was sick. Last week, I caught this really nasty flu, whether it's coronavirus or not. Obviously, I'm alive. I haven't died yet. And I had got this. So I was sick for 1 week. And of course, you know, a week ago, I was getting ready. I was supposed to go on my tour to Europe. And then so I had to communicate with my European organizers and figuring things out. Okay, am I going to go? Am I going to stay? What am I supposed to do? And so I was inside a lot. So yesterday was the first day I finally was feeling good enough to go on a bike ride, and it turned to be a sunny day. And I'm riding my bike on the street, and you know, a lot of the streets are empty, which is very pleasant. The air is really clean. You know, the skies are clear. The air is fresh. I'm riding my bike and I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop. It was just so much joy, so much love, so much excitement of, there were just bubbles of laughter will come out of me, of really feeling the presence, the love which is surrounding and is here. And it was like feeling this love affair of this moment, of being alive, of being here, of having this opportunity, and kind of looking at the world with all these ups and downs, like a comedy of the way people are acting and reacting. It was like, not really to make fun of anyone, but it was like I'm watching a comedy of the reaction of how people react, like, oh, it's a crisis, and it's gonna end. It's always gonna end. From the moment you were born, you're on a time machine to die. If you're 1 minute old, you were born, you're born, and you're 1 minute, you're 1 hour old, you're about to terminate. If you're 1 month old, you're about to terminate. If you're 1 year old, you're about to terminate. You're always on the verge of being terminated. What's different? What's the difference between that and right now? What's changed? You never know the next moment in life what's going to happen to you or anybody. Anyway, look at it. Calm down, relax, and take a look at it. What's the difference between now and 2 months ago? 2 months ago, you had no idea what's going to happen next. And right now, you have no idea what's going to happen next. Nothing's changed, except your mind is going crazy, except that illusory security that you thought there was, it's not there now. It was an illusion then anyway. So now you're forced to look at it. You're forced to face it. And the mind doesn't like that. The mind wants to feel, think that I am safe. It's only the mind that is doing it, because we have this wrong identification with something that we are not. We are identifying with something that's temporary. This body, this mind is temporary. It was never designed to last forever. From the time it was born, it's subject to be terminated. It was never meant to last. Now we're forced to look at it. That's why we're a little freaked out, because our bubble is being burst. But when you direct your attention inwards to the source of who you are, rejecting your mind, going beyond your mind, then you see what is permanent. I am. The present is permanent. It was never born and it will never die. Nothing can affect the truth of who you are. So all you have to do is bring your attention to that part and identify with that one instead of this other one. Let me see, we have a question here. I have OCD. Is it a big hindrance for me to go within, or it doesn't matter? No, it doesn't matter, my dear. It doesn't matter. You simply bring your attention within, and when your attention goes somewhere else and you recognize it, you bring your attention back inwards. And just like everybody else, everybody has OCD. You're not the only one. As long as you believe you're your mind, as long as you believe this one is who you are, you have OCD. So you're not the only one. All 8 billion people on this planet, they have OCD. I send you a lot of love and light. Stay in your heart. Stay in your state of love. Don't forget your humanity. Reach out. Someone needs your help. Help him. Give him your love. This is a time for those of us, all of us who are on this path, to not fall into the fear and separation. We're conscious beings. We are representing love and light. So if our fellow brothers, sisters need our help, we are available for them. We're not gonna deny them in this situation. This is the time to demonstrate our love and our humanity in this situation. So stay in that place and remember and know that Her Majesty, the Supreme Being, is in charge of this universe. Leave the creation to the Creator. The one who has created this world is taking care of it. You don't need to worry about that. As long as you have God in the center of your being, nothing can touch you. Nothing has the power to harm you. Remember that. I love you all. And feel free to reach out. Namaste.